A report out this week says Seattle Public Schools must drastically improve its services for special education students or face consequences. The district's own team asked for the outside review in hopes of getting back in the state's good graces. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes has more.
The problems extend from the building level all the way to the central office. On top of a laundry list of administrative shortcomings, the consultants writing the report found a lack of urgency or clear planning around special education. Mary Griffin is a past president of the Seattle Special Education PTSA, whose eighth grade son has autism. She says special education students are too often treated as different, are separated from their peers, and as a result, don't get the same education as everyone else.
They were like viewed as kids who go into a special room and you never see them again.
State officials have been on Seattle Public Schools' case about special education for more than a year now. The district hired Zakiya McWilliams as executive director for special education last year in hopes of bringing about not only compliance, but culture change. She agrees with many of the criticisms in the report, but says her colleagues have made big strides.
Everybody scrambles to try to get me what I need, because it's on the radar. We want to be compliant.
McWilliams says the state has eased off on a threat to take over part of the district's special education budget. Seattle Public Schools now has one more year to get back into compliance. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.